Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our bulk mail center haulers going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so we get our mail today, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. You can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram, all as Captain's America. That's Captain, lowercase, S in the middle, America on the end, put the word all together, Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things that we have to offer over there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com is with us right now. Good morning. Hello again.
Good morning.
Yep. I almost feel like playing like the... It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful... All right, we lost Ken Starr yesterday, prosecutor in the Clinton-Whitewater probe. He passed away at age 76 from complications regarding a surgery that he had had. The man was quite the individual for all the stuff he had to put up with over the years.
Well, he was a judge. He was also a solicitor general who argued, I think, probably 30 cases before the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
He was a very, very decent man. And like him or not, he put the facts out there very much like, you know, should happen with every lawyer, with every prosecutor.
Yep.
I think he was an icon, to be honest with you. He, at one point, too, was on the short list to be, I think, under the George H.W. Bush administration to become a Supreme Court judge.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They chose Souter instead, which turned out to be a disaster. But,
correct.
Anyway, I'm sad on that one. He was a very, very decent man.
Now, I didn't hear... Biden or anybody in the White House say anything, not that they would, but I didn't hear him say anything. But I did hear him say a lot on the White House lawn yesterday with the Fab Four, Joe, Kamala, Nancy, and Chucky Baby. We're all out on the front lawn singing the praises of their inflation-saving, consumer-centered bill that's going to put money back in people's pockets, and it's doing such a great job. And then we get the CPA report, and whoops,
CPI.
Not so, yeah, CPI, not so fast there, Joey.
Actually, it was worse than predicted. It was predicted to be about somewhere between 7.9% and 8%.
Correct.
And coming in at 8.3% was pretty bad. So. the Democrats that are supporting this thing, are saying, yes, it's going to take some time. It's not going to be immediate, but it certainly is going to help with health care costs, which is a complete lie. You know, I'm stunned that there isn't a Republican that has offered up legislation to change the name of the Affordable Health Care Act, because it's not affordable.
No.
And those that even have Obamacare are having big, big issues with what it covers and the out-of-pocket expenses and so forth and so on. But the Democrats are touting the fact that it's helping with prescription drugs. Well, the only one that is that I can see is insulin that they want to put a cap on.
Mm-hmm.
When, in fact, you know, there's thousands and thousands of other prescription drugs that are ridiculous expensive. But it's not helping with the insurance itself and what it covers and the cost of medical care. Because the cost of the care itself is outrageous. Completely outrageous. I was having a discussion yesterday with my tennis partner, and we were talking about how ridiculously expensive it is to go to the dentist. But because of this inflation, what is sad and I would offer pretty dangerous is that getting medical care or medical treatment has now become discretionary spending because people are having to spend so much more on the fundamental maintenance of their homes,
mm-hmm.
which is ridiculously expensive, and food and gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that nobody's really addressing is the cost of insurance. And that includes how much homeowners insurance has gone up and car insurance has gone up. And you mm-hmm. have to have those things for those that have, own a home.
Yep.
So not only should we be paying attention to the cost of, you know, what is happening at the grocery store, the prices at the grocery store, but also, too, with the home improvement, because we're still not getting the supply chain the way it needs to be, and with the rail strike, it's going to be a mess.
Well, hold that thought, because when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about the rail strike. And we're going to talk about another strike that nobody's talking about. There's a double whammy coming by the end of the week.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Yeah, buddy, and thanks very much, Jeff. That was Jeff and Sarah. So tough. Now, we are telling you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico's been saving people for money for nearly 85 years and are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25-plus million drivers. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can cover that, too. And where you really save the money is when you bundle your automobile insurance with your homeowner's or your renter's or your condo insurance, whatever it is that you have, you will save a bunch of money. How much? Well, find out. Get a hold of them, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, or call them. You can get all the information right there at the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. So there you go. All righty. Now, we have, oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, let's bring Denise back into the mix here. Okay, Mike Lindell is one of the people who I'm in one of his endorsers. I endorse him. And all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky yesterday, he says, oh, I got stopped by the FBI and they took my telephone.
Yeah, get this. Okay, he's in his hometown in Minnesota, and two cars blocked on the pickup lane at a Hardee's drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the pickup lane at a Hardee's drive-thru,
mm-hmm.
And here comes the FBI. And so, they did take his cell phone. I hope he was actually smart enough to know that he's been watched for quite some time, and the cell phone that they took is probably a burner phone or, you know, an extra phone.
I would hope. Mm-hmm.
Or a new one.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is not his first rodeo. But this is really kind of an outrage. You know, they couldn't just go to the guy's office and casually walk in there and say, here's where we are. No, they have to do a whole spectacle and stop this guy in a drive-thru at a Hardee's. They also told him that they had a warrant to seize his cell phone. They said it was a criminal investigation. He is suspected of a felony. And this has come through apparently some investigation of a federal grand jury out of the District of Colorado. So there's where you are.
Yeah, well, they're trying everything they can to discredit as many as they can. Oh, by the way, they also subpoenaed 40 more of Trump's junior associates that were involved in the campaign and the staging of the event that they held there in Washington, D.C. on January the 6th.
Well, speaking of January the 6th, John Solomon did a very interesting report last night. It seems that the Capitol Police, one particular fellow at the Capitol Police, actually sent out a memo to all of those over in Congress and to the Capitol Police, I think it was on January the 9th, talking about the fact that this thing never should have happened. They had all kinds of warnings
yep.
that went back to December the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember writing an article about this, saying that this thing, they knew about what was going to happen and who the threat was, and it wasn't necessarily the Trump people.
Nope.
But on December the 21st, they sent it out and said, this is what we're seeing, this is what we know, blah, 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 blah. And especially when it comes to Nancy Pelosi, they chose to do nothing and allow this to happen.
Yep.
I made that assertion when I wrote the article that this was done on, they did nothing on purpose.
You're right.
And I remember publishing it thinking, you know, I may be a conspiracy theorist, but I'm putting this out there anyway. And the more I find out how right I was.
Well, you're right, and I'll even double down on it for you. One or two of my good friends who were there who got up on the, they went up to the Capitol and they got to the, off to the side up by the upper part of the steps to watch and see what was going on. They observed two buses pull up behind the Congress, the Congressional building. They observed people in black fatigues get out, and they observed them putting on Trump shirts and Trump hats. Now, you tell me who that was.
Well, I mean, you know...
And I believe these people. I believe these people.
Okay. Mm. Okay. I mean, that's fine. Mm-hmm. We've heard all kinds of little interim reports like that. But, mm-hmm. you know, there's two things that the Democrats are pushing hard on. And one is calling 1-6 insurrection.
Yep.
And two, any of the 2020 election deniers
mm-hmm.
of, you know, voter fraud. And they're driving that those two things home as hard and fast as they can.
Mm-hmm.
And it just tells me that with all that kind of energy, and they're not about to let up,
nope.
that there's something else that's going on there that they're continuing, they're being forced to continue to cover up for, such that the Republicans and the conservatives won't go down that path anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. But I think it is much worse what the what is going on or what went on than we know. And the fact that John Solomon has the memos, has the documents that this Capitol Police chief or whoever it was, who, by the way, I think he was forced to resign, wasn't he?
Yes.
He's got the documents. So we're as I said, lies work, and I think that's kind of like where we are. You know, they're lying to us so much that it's kind of like we don't know which one to deal with first. I mean, we're an evil empire of our own right here.
Well, speaking of evil empire, if you want to add insult to injury, we just had September 11th, and we just respectfully held ceremonies around the country to honor the people that were killed and the ones that still continue to die from the illnesses that they're coming down with. But suddenly we hear the Biden administration is trying to put forth a deal of some sort to spare the lives of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the others. I guess it's six of them. Is it six? Altogether?
What are you talking about?
The conspirators that they got in prison, down in Gitmo, rather. Was it six or is it four?
Oh, the five.
Five, okay. To spare their lives by having them plead guilty to something where they would not be killed. Now, these people go up and kill some, are responsible for some 3,000 of our people dying, and we're not going to exterminate them from the face of the earth? What's wrong with that?
No, we're not.
What value does Khalid Sheikh Mohammed still have?
Well, and here's an interesting fact. The House Oversight Committee has sent an 8-page letter to Jared Kushner.
Mm-hmm.
And they're asserting that Jared Kushner is the conservative Republican version of Hunter Biden. So Hunter Biden, all things China and all things Ukraine and several other countries, they're pretty much asserting that Jared Kushner is the same when it comes to Saudi Arabia. And shame on Jared Kushner. And Jared, save all of your documents and all of your communications and all of your thises and your thats. Because the kingdom this and the kingdom that, and they're a murderous regime for killing Khashoggi and so forth and so on, who was a respected journalist, which he was not.
No.
That was a front operation.
He was a spy.
So, there's where you are.
Yeah, the guy was a spy. So, pardon me.
There are so many machinations that are happening here. It's pretty disgusting. Well, it's very disgusting.
Well, we will continue this discussion tomorrow. In the meantime, you have yourself a good day up there in the Rocky Top. And if you're playing tennis, have fun.
Okay, thank you.
Later, Gator. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go on over there. Check out all the great things that she has to offer. We're coming back with the news from the veterans and the military. And I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
The market did not like what it saw in Tuesday's CPI report, and stocks suffered. The Dow fell nearly 1,300 points Tuesday. U.S. stocks fell broadly while Treasury yields rose after the latest inflation data came in higher than expected. Tuesday's inflation report will help determine the path ahead for interest rates before the next Federal Reserve meeting. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden touted the Inflation Reduction Act on Tuesday despite those abysmal numbers.
With this law, the American people won and special interests lost. How long we've been fighting for them? How long we've been taking on these interests? From the time I got to the Senate 720 years ago.
Kenneth Starr, the former Solicitor General whose investigation led to the impeachment of President Bill Clinton, died on Tuesday. He was 76. This is USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. NAA.edu is the website. That's NAA.edu. Go over there. Check it out. And then we'll tell you what to do next after that. More coming back about National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has a website. It is naa.edu, naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. You should go over there, take a look at it, find out what you could be doing as an aviation maintenance technician and how you could be enjoying a fabulous career with great money, great benefits, and travel, if you want it, all around the world. Now, they have two locations where they train you to be an aviation maintenance technician. One is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Clearwater, or I'm in Tampa, and they're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay, straight across from me. So, That's the first campus. The second one is the one in Concord, Massachusetts, located just outside the city of Boston. And in either case, you should call them up and ask to take the tour of one of those campuses, or both if you want them. And here, of course, is the phone number for National Aviation Academy. It is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of their facility and see what they have to offer. You'll be able to talk to not only students, you'll be able to talk to one or two or maybe more of their instructors, and you'll be able to talk to the people who handle the student loans. Now, obviously, if you're a civilian, you'll go through the student loan process. If you are military and you have your GI benefits, they will walk you through that if you need help. Otherwise, just show up with all your paperwork that you've got, and they'll process that, and away you go. Now, the other thing is, when it comes to the military, not only if you have the funds still left on your GI Bill, because some people come out of the military and they go to a couple of different schools or whatever, burn their funds up and don't know it, but if you're just coming out now, you'll have ample amount of money to be able to take those benefits and become an aviation maintenance tech through their training program they've got. Okay, 800-659-2080, that's the number, 800-659-2080. Give them a call, National Aviation Academy, and take the tour at one of the campuses. Now, the U.S. unveiled nearly $3 billion in new aid for the Ukraine and 18 of its neighbors. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with the Allies in Germany, while Secretary of State Antony Blinken made an unscheduled visit to Kiev to talk to the president and members of his staff in Ukraine. Now, the plan is to keep giving them updated equipment so that they can drive and try to keep the Russians out of their country. Now, they've been very successful the last few days. Well, actually, about a week. But driving the Russians out of that territory over there to the east, where they blitzkrieged in, and we're going to just run roughshod over everything. Now, what's happened there is the Russians have been soundly defeated, soundly trashed, to the point to where they left a lot of their heavy equipment behind, their tanks, their armored personnel carriers. They left them behind as they took off and beat feet for the Belarus border. Now, why Belarus? Because it's not Russia. And I am sure if they had headed back to Russia without their uniforms on and this, that, and the other, they probably would have been court-martialed. And Russia doesn't like that when their soldiers turn tail and run. They do not like that, and Putin in particular can't stand it. A lot of them wind up getting court-martialed and shot as a deserter or hung or whatever. But my point is, the Russians aren't happy with the results that they keep seeing. Now, do they need to go back and reorganize and try to do something different? Obviously. Are they going to, in fact, do that? Well, I think they're reconsidering their options and whether or not they need to use a different type of weaponry. I would not be at all surprised at any time if we don't hear about a dirty bomb being dropped either on Kiev or one of their other major cities by the Russians. I would not be the least bit surprised, because they're going to have to do something drastic if they want to defeat the Ukrainians. It's just not going to happen by normal means. The Ukrainians are defending their country proudly, immensely, tremendously, and any other spectacular word I can use. Now, are they fighters? You bet they are. They know how to fight. They know what to do. They've had proper training over the past decade or so from Americans, from British, from French, from other members of the NATO forces who have been in and out of there, training them. Plus, they've come to the United States. They've come to France. They've come to Germany to learn how to use some of this equipment that they've got. And what we need to do is we need to give them some planes. It doesn't have to be brand new. It can be whatever we got sitting in mothballs. We need to give them some planes. We need to give them some tanks. We need to give them some more artillery. We need to give them some ground-to-air missiles. Maybe we need to give them some anti-tank missiles, too. But we need to supply them with what they need to defeat the Russians and drive them the hell out of their country and keep them out. If we do that, then we won't be dragged into it. But if we don't, and the Russians come back, as I said, and drop a dirty bomb somewhere, all hell's going to break loose, and then here they come. Here they come. I do believe that NATO would get involved in that. I do believe that. To what extent, don't know, but they would certainly be in the middle of it. So would the United States. To what extent, don't know, because we've got you-know-who, little whiny crybaby, Josie baby Biden, who's afraid of his own shadow, who probably wouldn't do anything other than go, "Oh, you can't do that. That's so terrible." But anyway, I digress. Now, don't forget that the Air Force is trying to fix that blunder that got rid of their drone pilots that were flying the RQ-4 Global Hawk drone. And when the drone went, the pilots went with them, which was a mistake because they didn't want that to happen, but they did it on, for whatever reason. This is like the game you can't shoot straight, some of these people. Well, anyway, we're going to shoot straight when we come back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. We're going to ask him about the CPI index yesterday. We're going to get into all that, and it's going to be interesting. It's going to get real because Chris always brings it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, I'm going to give you a little heads up here because you know we talk about Moss Family Automotive, and we talk about Moss Acura, and we talk about Moss Nissan, but I'll have some news coming up about the grand opening of Moss Nissan in Brooksville in the next hour, hour number four of the show. But right now I want to tell you that this segment, my conversation with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, is brought to you by my friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Acura is the car, mossacura.com. They're located on North Ford Avenue, right next to Nissan here in Tampa. And what amazes me is how they get people from wherever this show broadcasts to that will come and visit them because of two things. Number one, the You Serve, You Save program, where all active military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired too, and church pastors get a great deal afforded them on either a brand new Acura or one of the certified pre-owned vehicles they have there. Now, don't forget, Moss Acura also gives you Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, they have people that come down here from Georgia, up and down the East Coast, up into the Midwest, up into Minnesota and North and South Dakota. They've had people come down here and buy vehicles, as well as Phoenix, Arizona, and you heard me right. So check them out. Online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open the savings. Okay, the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, is here with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
You know, the Fab Four made an appearance yesterday at the White House. That would be Joe, that would be Kamala, that would be Nancy P. and Charlie S. And we'll just let the S stand for itself. These people are lying through their teeth, trying to convince us of the lies that they say. I do believe everybody that was in that crowd yesterday, shy a few politicians, were people that worked in the White House. I didn't see any Republicans there. I didn't see any cross-the-aisle stuff. And why should there be when we were talking about his inflation reduction plan and his new economy and things were going to be so great? But in the meantime, the core CPI report came out, and it went up sharply in August, and it made these guys look like a bunch of idiots.
Well, I mean, we talked about this day before. I mentioned, you know, the food costs and how they're not coming down in certain parts of inflation are not coming down. I mean, gasoline has come down a little bit, still much higher than it was, and, you know, we're spot on. I mean, you see it every single day. They've been trying to bang this drum and push this narrative that things are awesome on the inflation front and getting better, but they're not. And you know, I don't know if Joe Manchin was at the little party yesterday because you know, he's responsible for this.
I don't think so. I don't think he was there. Mm-mm.
Well, he got you know, basically, you know, screwed because now what he wanted in regards to speeding up permitting is being rejected by Democrats. They stabbed him in the back, and you know, and I don't feel sorry for him. It's his own damn fault. You know, this is not going to help when it comes to inflation. We need to get the government out of the way. The Federal Reserve raising rates is not going to help when it comes to inflation. I mean, how is, you know, raising rates going to help with the price of beef, eggs, and milk? Come on, Ray. I mean, you know, are people going to do anything to increase supply? Are people ordering that more eggs to make the prices go up? No, this is all, you know, self-inflicted nonsense that's going on. And, you know, we don't have the right remedy right now.
How about your electric and your telephone, the utilities, as they call it, that's gone up 33% on an average across the country?
Well, yeah, I mean, the electric, oil, propane, all of these things. Yeah. Again, these are necessities. These are things that people have to buy to keep your house going, to keep your house warm in the winter, all of these things, to keep the lights on. I mean, this is important stuff, and these prices are not coming down, and they keep patting themselves on the back.
Yeah, and again, as I said, it's hard to figure, when Joe Biden can stand up there, look you square in the eye, and talk about how great the economy is, and how wonderful it is that inflation is coming down and all the great things they've done. But then he doesn't say anything, really, about what has transpired, when, in fact, when you take a look at the numbers don't jibe with what he's trying to tell you.
No, but again, it's up to, you know, the American people to, you know, recognize it. And that's, you know, actually kind of figure out, you know, the reality of the terrain. If you're going to be a mind-numb robot out there that follows party and what your favorite politician is telling you, rather than actually using your own eyes and taking a good look around, well, I mean, it is what it is. You know, we get the government we deserve.
Now, I don't know if you are aware of this, but come Friday, not only could we have a rail strike and have freight trains sitting idle, passenger trains won't be operating. Because of the nature of the union, the fact that the engineers and the conductors are the ones that would be going on strike, that would stop your commuter train. Now, do you ride the train into New York City?
I don't really go into the city. I mean, I used to. This is a while ago. So I don't really go into the city anymore. I know that there's been, you know, a lot of interruptions on the weekends because of work on various different rails. I don't think that this is going to affect, you know, local rail here. I think this is more the national stuff and a lot of the freight.
Au contraire. I'll tell you why. The two groups that are going on strike are the engineers and the conductors. They're the ones that operate the local trains, too. And if you ain't got nobody to operate the train ain't going to move.
But I haven't heard anything about that.
I have.
Is it everywhere? Is it everywhere. I would think they would be making some sort of contingency or something like that here if that was the case. Yeah, they haven't said anything in any of the local papers here.
Because they don't want to scare the hell out of the people.
Well, you've got to prepare for something like that. I mean, you can't all of a sudden on Friday, people wake up and there's no trains to work. So,
well, they're gonna find out, because they better say something like tomorrow.
Unless they think that it's just all posturing, and then they're going to come up with something in the last minute.
Well, there's 12 unions involved, and 10 of the unions made a deal, but two of them have not. One is the engineers, one's the conductors. And the other 10 unions said, well, if those unions go out, we'll go out.
Yeah, interesting. I have a funny feeling that this is going to get taken care of. They can't allow this to happen. You would see inflation even go higher.
Mm-hmm.
Have to see some sort of congressional action.
And then let's not forget, there's another union that just went on strike a couple of days ago, and that's starting to spread around the country, and that's the nurses union.
Isn't it? Was it Minnesota?
Minnesota's where it started.
Okay. It's spreading now? I haven't heard anything about that here either.
Yeah. Yeah, it started 2 days ago, and there's more nurses' unions, the same union represented around the country, and they're talking about going out as well on Friday.
Oh, boy. I mean, we shall see. I mean, if this kind of starts spreading around, it could obviously cause more issues within hospitals, and it could definitely spiral out of control.
Yeah, see, and it's amazing that the mainstream media is not reporting this. They should be, to let the people know, hey, this is what could happen here. You got to make preparations.
Yeah, again, I'm going to look around for, you know, the train stuff, because I haven't heard anything about that yet. But the nurses situation, I haven't heard about either outside of Minnesota.
Yeah, well, it's there. You just have to find it. And I'll tell you where it's at. Let's see here. SRNnews.com. You can find it over there.
Yeah, I mean, check the New York Nurses Association, see if they're going to. I mean, I haven't heard anything in regards to that, but that could be devastating.
Now, I got a question for you, and I'm looking at the clock here. You haven't got much time. You're a baseball guy, right? Do you follow a little baseball?
Yeah, I like sports.
How about Aaron Judge, number 56 and number 57 last night with the Yankees?
Yeah, he's having quite the year. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he's one of those guys that gets up to the plate. It's all eyes on him. You never know what he's going to do next. Amazing talent.
Yep, I think he's going to get his 60. That's the magic number. He'll be number 4 in the club with that. But we've also got Albert Pujols, who's getting closer to 700.
Yeah.
All right, well, you have yourself a great day. We'll talk tomorrow and see how close everybody is then.
You got that to us.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And I'd be curious to know, and I'm going to start watching New York today to see what's going on up there, because, boy, oh, boy, what a mess this railroad thing's going to be.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.